Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Good morning, my friends. I'm going to make it short and fast and powerful. Every one of you, and myself included, every one of us, has a story that we tell ourselves. And sometimes we get thinking that we don't have a story. So we talk about story, we talk about your manifesto. I'm going to introduce that here in a minute. And we think, no, I don't have that yet. I need to get one. I need to craft one. But we actually do. We all do. Every one of us does. It's that it's this idea that we think sometimes that we don't have a habit, right? But we can't not have a habit. We're habitual beings. We always have habits. So sometimes we think, oh, I don't have a habit of going to the gym. Well, actually, you have a habit of not going to the gym. And so the same is true with our stories. Every one of us has a story we tell ourselves. In fact, multiple stories. In fact, some of you are full-on storytellers, and you got books and volumes of things you're telling yourself, right? And we all do this. We all are telling ourselves stories. We all have this manifesto. The thing is it's disempowering. For some of us, our story is crushing us. It's actually, I think, it's a lie. Because we tell ourselves stories about things that we are not. That our true selves, our best selves are not the things we tell ourselves. Because somebody's given us this little script along the way of you're dumb, you're ugly, you're not good enough. We've tried something and maybe messed up. So we think, oh, we just fail. And that's just my luck. I hear that one a lot. Things never work out for me. And if you'll notice this now, like I'm bringing this awareness, like if you'll notice this, we all have constant stories we're telling ourselves in our heads. We have this story about, well, yeah, I tried that once and never worked out. And we have the story about, oh, well, this is the way I am and this is the way I'll always be. And this is how my family was. You know, my mom did it and my grandpa did it. And so I do it too. And we create these stories. And what's interesting is we'll have a big overall life story about ourselves we tell ourselves. And then we'll even have specific stories about certain things. We'll have stories we tell ourselves about the way we eat and our body. We'll have stories about the way we do relationships and marriage and romance. And, you know, from dating to intimacy to every part of our lives. And then we'll have stories that we tell ourselves about, you know, interactions with others and about money. Woo! There's lots of them around money. And we'll have stories around religion and race and stories around, you know, the way we sleep even. There's a lot around that. I hear that often. We tell ourselves stories about how and why and what and details of sleep, whether we sleep poorly or we sleep well and the way we get up. You know, we tell ourselves stories about whether we're morning people or not. And nighttime. I mean, again, every part of our lives has a story. So I want you to watch for that. It's like, this is a beautiful invitation here. And it's so important and so exciting. Like, watch the way you tell yourself stories. And the story you tell yourself about your past and the story you tell yourself about your present. See, I just created a video on Instagram. It's on Instagram Live and it's on my YouTube channel. It's about how we are addicted to our past and we are addicted to our present. And both of those addictions are holding us back from the future that we really want, that we truly want. We get addicted to living in the past, whether it was the glory days or the horrible days. We hold on to it and we live in it. We think about it. We drag up the emotion and we literally give our past power over our lives. Isn't that crazy? And we get addicted to holding on to that instead of choosing to see it as a learning opportunity, as our school. It was our training ground to propel us into the future, to use it as leverage to totally transform our lives. We hold on to it. And we're addicted to it. We get addicted to our present moment. Like we want things to be familiar and comfortable. And literally this addiction to our present, the present familiarity and the pseudo certainty, right? It's nothing is certain. But we have this pseudo certainty that, oh, well, this is the way, you know, I like things the way they are. And we're so caught up in knowing how things are. And we're so terrified of the unknown that it prevents us from doing things we want to do, from trying new things, boldly going after big goals, because it seems so uncertain. And it might, even as bad as our present moment might be, it might be worse, is the fear and the story we tell ourselves. So, my friends, here's the great news. Woo, I love this. You and you alone are 100% in charge of your story. And you can alter that story at any moment. And I promise you that when you improve the story improves your life. It has this beautiful ripple effect that the story we tell ourselves drastically influences our actions. And of course, our habits, and then our destiny. And so as you and I alter the stories we tell ourselves, and then the manifesto, like here's how you do your manifesto, right? Here's how you reframe your stories. And I want you to write this down. Please, please, please write this down. Shoot me a message. Share it with me. Get on my website. Share it with me, your Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Communicate with me. Share it. Like rewrite your story. If you and notice it, like what stories have you been telling yourself? And notice the story and then transform it, rewrite it. And I'm talking literally rewrite it. Sit down and write it out. You know, about a half page of paper is ideal. And just write out your new story. And if you really need to reprogram yourself, you start by identifying some key phrases or even one word. Like, what's the word that you want as your new thing? Like, if you've told yourself this story again and again that you are an impatient person, that you just cannot be patient with children or with your spouse or with your in-laws or with your coworkers, you've just drilled this story, this manifesto, right? You didn't even know it was a manifesto, but it is a manifesto. You've created this manifesto of, I cannot be patient with those people. Right? And I'm inviting you, I'm challenging you to rewrite your manifesto to your best self, the kind of person you really are and the kind of person you really want to be. And so write out your I am statement. And you know, if you long to be, and whenever I meet with you and talk to you, you tell me these things, and it's all over the world. You're like, no, I long to be patient and loving, long-suffering. I long to be constant and true and thoughtful and peaceful and calm. I long to be passionate and alive and creative. Right? That's what you really long for in your heart. But you've told yourself the story that you're not and you can't be. So I want you to rewrite your story. Write your I am statement. I am patient. And I am patient with children, if that's your thing. Right? I'm passionate. I'm disciplined. If you've told yourself the story of like, I don't have any discipline. I can't get things done. I never stick to my commitments. Is this ringing true for you? Is this hitting? Am I triggering some things? Am I hitting some chords here? Right? We've created this story and this manifesto and this identity, and we're sticking to it. And I'm telling you right now, and I've seen it. I've done it myself, and I've seen others do it. You alter the story of I'll always be poor. Things will never work out for me. I can't do that. I'm not good enough. And you change that story. And you reprogram and you set alarms on your phone with your keywords. And you write out your statements, your power statements, your declarations, affirmations, your identity statements inside the philosophy journal. I've told you guys about that. Look for the trainings on that if you haven't heard about that. I have my philosophy journal right here with me in my car. I was reading from it this morning. And it's your philosophy journal. It's your declarative statement. It's your manifesto. It's your philosophy. It's your constitution for your life. It's your story. And you have it written out in there, and you reread it again and again and again and again, and you drill it into your head. Now, if that seems weird to you, just think about how even it's crazier that you have a story and you have a manifesto. Every one of us does. And you've been saying it to yourself ad infinitum. Like, you've been saying it repeatedly for months or years or decades. And it's been negative. How crazy is that? That we automatically, we have this like default setting to tell ourselves and repeat our manifesto and our story again and again and again. And they're usually negative. How crazy is that? So those of you who are like, oh, come on, this affirmation stuff's kind of flu-flu, weird. Like, we all are affirming things to ourselves endlessly. Well, I'm just a realist. I'm a realist. Well, there's your affirmation. There's your identity. And actually, you're just a pessimist. Oh, I'm just playing with you, man. I love you. I love you. I love being real and just having the honest truth. But man, we get to write our own stories and we get to have our own manifesto. So my friends, rewrite your story. Rewrite your manifesto. Get it in writing. Memorize it. Say it to yourself hundreds of times and then thousands of times until you replace your manifesto, the old one, the old script, the old writing, the old programming. You guys are operating on these ancient programming systems that were inputted in there years ago and have never served you, and it's literally keeping you from the life you want to live because you believe the old story and you've taken on the identity of the old manifesto of this is the way I am and I can't change. So rewrite the story, rewrite the manifesto, create it the way you want because that is the power that God has given you. And share it with me. Share it with the world. Share this podcast with the world. Share it with your friends. Let's create a movement. A movement of rewriting our stories and rewriting our manifestos and recreating our identities so that we're actually living the life we want to live instead of this one we think we have to live. I love you guys. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there. Take advantage of this. Try it out. Get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.